The Big East Sports Show rolls on right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. The director of global scouting with the Charlotte Hornets, Adam Phillippe, is with us tonight. Adam, what are your takeaways on just the influx of so many international players, the type of impact they're having in the NBA? You know, we've been talking earlier in our show about Dirk Nowitzki, Marc Gasol.
Yeah, you know, to me, it's been a great thing. You got to understand, when I was a little kid, when I was a kid like in the 80s, there were so many great European players that could have played in the NBA, but it just wasn't, it didn't work that way. You know, this was before, you know, video and internet and all this. So it was very hard to monitor and scout overseas. It was very hard. And, you know, so I just felt bad for so many great players that didn't make it to the NBA. When Europeans like Petrovic, Vlade Divac, Dino Radja started going over and showing that, you know, that this is a true global game, I always felt very proud because I do consider myself, you know, bicultural, like I said.
Sure.
You know, but then when we got closer to the, to you know, 99, 2000, 2001, that's when really teams, first of all, a lot of people started getting fired in the NBA because they're like, you know, the general, the owner's like, hey, who is this guy? Andrei Kirilenko. You know, don't we know this guy? How did he get drafted right there? We didn't know about him. You know, that's, I'll be honest. Hey, I got the job, my first, it wasn't my first job, but when the Lakers hired me, one of the reasons was that, you know, they didn't know Kirilenko. A couple years before, and they regretted not knowing about him. So, you know, the international market opened up for a lot of new jobs, you know, in scouting, and I think it made the game a better game because the European player is often, you know, very, very fundamentally sound, very high basketball IQ, coachable. You know, the average European player may have maybe a step slow athletically, but he does compensate in other ways. And usually, you know, the main skill is shooting.
The director of global scouting with the Charlotte Hornets, Adam Phillippe, is with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And as we talk about the influx of so many international players in the NBA, what do you think is, you're saying that they're a step slow, but what do you think the strength is of the international players?
Well, definitely. You know what? It's kind of funny. Every time I go speak at a basketball camp, or I do a clinic, I start out with saying, "I'll give you a perfect example right here. I'm based out of Italy when I'm over here, and that's where I'm right now. Italy has had four players in the NBA over the last 5-6 years. Four players. They're talented players, but not more than your average American player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're athletic, but not more than the average American player." What they can do above average is shoot the ball. All four, Bargnani, Bellinelli, Gallinari, Datome that played in the NBA, all four are terrific shooters. So there's no doubt in my mind that the ticket for the European player to play in the NBA is shooting. Not only that, you know, I think that, you know, the European players have a very high basketball IQ. They know how to play. They know how to play without the ball. You know, you look at the background of American players, you know, there's a lot of playground, a lot of AAU basketball, where one-on-one skills and, you know, just playing a little more undisciplined, it's kind of normal. Now, playing undisciplined doesn't mean that you're not coachable, but it means that you're allowed to play a little bit, you know, on your own and look for your own. In Europe, you're schooled at a very young age to play without the ball, less dribbles, you know, 2-3 dribbles max, and you pass the ball. So I think that those are things that you can see with the average European player.
So what do you think is the key to developing into a great shooter, the approach?
Well, it's very simple. You know, fundamentals, you know, the fundamentals of shooting, you have to have proper technique. You have to develop good mechanics at a young age. And there are progressions. All kids, including myself, when we've grown up, we weren't strong enough. We tried to bring the ball above our head to shoot like we saw the guys in the NBA, and we were strong enough, and then we would develop bad habits. You know, at a very young age, you should have, you know, a shooting form that adapts to your body. The older you grow, you're 12, 14, 16, you know, as you get stronger, you'll raise your shot maybe a little bit. But the fundamentals, you know, I say the basic components are, you know, good balance, proper hand work, you know, where you place your fingers, your hands on the ball, alignment, and a good follow through. Those are the four basic components, and those should not change for an 8-year-old kid to an adult NBA player. Now, you'll make little adjustments, you know, based on your strength, And, you know, it, there are players with unorthodox shooting forms, there's no doubt, and they can make shots, but usually they do have three of the four components correct. So I always think that, you know, there's a huge mental component, there's an emotional component, the technique will always be the foundation to becoming a good shooter.
The director of global scouting with the Charlotte Hornets, Adam Phillippe, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to transition. He is an ambitious guy. He also is the author of two books, has just released his latest book, Mastering the Art of Free Throw Shooting. So break it down, all the X's and O's on how to develop into a great free throw shooter. What's really cool about this book, too, is the fact that Hubie Brown wrote the foreword. We all love Hubie.
Well, yeah, when the greatest NBA analyst is willing to endorse your book.
You know
it. It made me feel proud because I know he's very critical also.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that he approved it and really, really, he actually thanked me for involving him, you know, it really made me feel happy. You know, free throw shooting, it's becoming more and more of a hot topic in the NBA because there are so many good players, you know, that actually struggle, you know, with that shot. And, you know, to me, the free throw is it's the mother of all shots. It's the ultimate mechanical shot and the ultimate mental shot. I don't know if you guys know, but over the past 50 years, 55 years probably, since the early 60s, it's the only part of the game that has not evolved. Percentages have plateaued, like around 74-75%.
Wow.
At the NBA level, and there's been no sign of improvement. And that kind of tells you something, that we're not doing something right. Now, there are more players shooting 85-90% than in the past, but there are also a lot of players that are shooting 35, 40, 45%, which is kind of an embarrassment. So, you know, again, you know, we're talking about a shot that is, it's a game within the game. So that's where the mental challenge is. And in order to write this book, for 2 years that it took me, and I'm just an obsessive compulsive, you know, shooter. I don't play anymore, so I do have a,
come on, Adam, really?
Oh, I can't play anymore. I'm too old now. But, you know, but I do like to compete. If I can't compete with opponents, I like to compete with myself. So going to practice free throw shooting and jump shots is my little routine. And for 2 years, I tried and I basically was able to convert 100 consecutive free throws every day that I got to the gym,
wow,
which was almost every day. So that was kind of a challenge just to do that. But, you know, I already had, you know, a very basic philosophy and teaching methods to, you know, in terms of shooting mechanics and the free throw, but being able to every day go on the court and kind of practice what I was preaching, you know, that was very, very important to me. And it just gave me more confidence in what I was doing, both with myself and with the players I was training.
Adam's new book, Mastering the Art of Free Throw Shooting. The offseason is here for all the youngsters out there. If you want to take your game to the next level, go out and get a copy of the new book, Mastering the Art of Free Throw Shooting. What an honor it's been to have with us tonight the Director of Global Scouting with the Charlotte Hornets, Adam Phillippe. Thank you so much, Adam. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to our next conversation.
I appreciate it. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you so much. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.